Auburn is in elite company when it comes to recruiting this summer.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Auburn is in elite company as far as recruiting goes this summer. We're going to talk about that. A crazy goalish story that he told in his interview with David Pollack. And then we got to give our Jack Arse of the week. This is in the international version. We're going international. We're going worldwide here. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to jump right into this. We've talked about the recruiting run kind of ad nauseum. And guess what? We're probably still going to talk about it. Probably going to talk about it next week, the week after, and so on and so forth. Because guess what? It's July 3rd. It's July 3rd, and we still have 60-plus days until football season. So, in several 30 to 40 plus days until fall camp starts. So it's just kind of the buckle up. We're going to talk about a lot of recruiting. But one of Rivals analysts slash writers, Hunter Shelton, put out a article, Summer Recruiting Winners, seven teams that dominated the trail, and Auburn made the list. And it's not so much that Auburn made the list, it's the company that Auburn is in here. When you look at these schools, you got Oregon, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Miami, Texas, and Notre Dame. Auburn went 5-7 last year. Auburn hasn't had a winning season in like five seasons. And four of these schools made the playoff last year. One played for the national championship. And then you have Notre Dame, who probably had an argument that they should have been in over one of these other four teams. And then you had Texas, which was just right there hanging in the wings, which came in, I think they came in at the 13th spot in the college football playoff ranking. So that's as good as it gets, guys. I mean, that's the folks you want to be in the same conversation with when it comes to recruiting, if you want to get to where these programs are. It definitely helps that 21 of the 25 commits came, I think, between May and June, which is kind of crazy to think about. So in 60 days, you added 21 commits. Nothing like the June that was to be remembered, that will be remembered. I mean, you added guys. I mean, we can go down the list. Chance Gilbert, Isaac McNeil, Deshaun Hall, James Pace, Nate Komba, all those guys, Leighton Von Brandt, all those guys join in this period of time. And that stacks up with the best of the best. When people say you got to win on the field and we can't talk about recruiting, and I get it. Look, we've recruited well. Auburn's recruited well throughout this period of time, but it doesn't negate the fact that you still have to recruit well. Just because you're not happy with the results on the field doesn't mean you just can't recruit. Now, clearly recruiting well doesn't automatically mean you're going to have wins on the field, but you still got to do it. You still got to do it, and this staff's doing it at an incredible rate. Another thing, I'm going to throw a question out there, okay? I want to see what you guys think. Hit me in the comments. Hit me in the chat. If you had to go – actually, let me back up for a second. What's a commonality in these teams right here that you hear on the recruiting trail? that you hear or that you perceive, what's a commonality? It's money. Texas A&M, big spenders. Miami, big spenders. Texas, big spenders. Ohio State, huge spenders. Notre Dame's dropping a bunch. And then obviously Auburn just experienced it. Oregon, big spenders. If you had to rank this list as far as probably overall payroll or overall NIL spend, you'd have to put Auburn at the bottom of that list. And Auburn's won some battles against multiple teams on this list. You took down Notre Dame for Leighton Von Brandt. You just took down MJ Evans. I'm sorry, you just took down Miami with MJ Evans. You got Reed Ramsire with Texas. I don't know if you can point to a battle they've won against the other three, but you're going even going toe-to-toe with a lot of these guys that are known as being the biggest spenders in college football. And while I don't think Auburn is a slouch by any means, I don't think Auburn is, you know, cheap by any means. I just don't think Auburn's ever going to have that kind of money, like Texas kind of money, Oregon kind of money, Texas A&M kind of money. So that's what makes this, to me, even more impressive, that you can be in even in the conversation, because I hate to say it, it just kind of is what it is, but I mean, I would imagine 80% of a decision is probably money-based. Relationships matter, and I will say the work that Golish and this staff have done to create those relationships in such a short of amount of time has definitely weighed in on a lot of these decisions. And it's like if Auburn can just kind of get in the ball game, they got a shot. I think that's probably the most impressive thing of all. I know that's the taboo thing, and we don't want to talk about it, but it is what it is. I mean, Oregon spends a crap load of money, and that's cool. That's the game right now, and they got the resources. Texas A&M, they got 6 5-stars. I think Mike Elko is a great coach. I think Mike Elko is fantastic. I don't know that he's the most relatable guy. I don't know that he's the most bubbly guy on the recruiting trail. So I'm saying, I'm not thinking he's just going out and winning in homes with moms and dads. The money's flowing, and that's okay. That's part of the game. So with the amounts of money that are being thrown around, and Auburn having to be very judicious with how they spend every dollar, it just makes it that much more impressive that you had this recruiting run. So the name of the game now is retention, retain that class, and then start looking to 2028. And then if you can pop off another couple as cherries on top, you know, especially if you lose a guy to a flip, or, hey, you just want to go flip a guy, it'd make this class even that much more special. But right again, let's look at it one more time. That is good company. I guess at one point in time, all six of these teams have played in the playoff. Has Notre Dame? Notre Dame's definitely made the playoff. Has Texas? Texas made it. I believe Texas has made the playoff. So these are all teams that have made the playoff, and then you got Auburn that hasn't had a winning season. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, Alex Golish. Good stuff, staff. Crazy story when I first heard it, and then I started thinking about other coaches, and I'm wondering about this as well. So we'll talk about this in just a second, but before we do that, got to give a shout-out to the PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care. I'm dropping my vehicle off to take advantage of that $50 oil change. Going to get a couple other things looked at as well. It's about time for me to change some brakes on my vehicle, but you can take advantage of their Beat the Heat special, and boy, is it hot. God almighty, it's hot. You can have a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repairs over $300. This place is fantastic. If you want someone you can trust, you can depend on, Precision Tune is the place to go. Again, open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you drop your car off in between 7 and 9, you can take advantage of the $50 oil change like I'm going to do today. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care in Opa-locka. BuyAuburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people every dadgum wear all across the country. We got nearly 40 businesses signed up. It's less than $1 a day to list your business. And the value is just unbeatable. Unbeatable. Got a chance for to record a spotlight podcast. I think you're really going to like the one we drop tomorrow. Really cool product. Auburn guy. I mean, there's just so many Auburn people out there that are doing awesome things in the business world. And I want all Auburn fans to work with them, to buy from them, to do business with them. Let's help each other out. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. So this is a crazy story, and it kind of got me thinking. In the David Pollock interview on See Ball, Get Ball with Alex Golish, I think he asked him straight up, like, what did you know about Auburn and before you took the job? And one of the things he said, he's like, well, the crazy story, I've never even been to Auburn. I'd recruited the state of Alabama, but I had never even been to Auburn. So he took a job in the SEC, sight unseen. I guess the first time he came to Auburn was his introductory press conference. I guess if he's never been to Auburn, that had to be the first time he came to Auburn. And then I started thinking about college football coaches in general. Not everybody's Lane Kiffin. Not everybody is going to send, you know, their kids and ex-wives and all that kind of stuff to go view properties in all the prospective towns and have the paparazzi chasing them. Okay. That's pretty much solely Lane Kiffin. And I assume that most coaches, with the amount of recruiting that these guys do and the amount of recruiting that these guys do, and I would imagine you probably make a list out there of like potential places you'd like to coach. And then as you're traveling and whatnot and doing your recruiting, you may just drive through the town and kind of get a good idea. Say, hey, could I live here? But think about it from a coaching standpoint. Like, it's not like there is a period of time where you're not working, where you could just go interview. Like we could, if we're going from one job to the next, you know, we can't take PTO or not PTO, but we can't take any time and then just go interview at other places as a college football coach. Like it's really hard. So I would imagine while this seems just crazy to just jump right into a place, although we obviously have hindsight vision where we know how great Auburn is, so it's not that crazy. But if you just take that out of it and say, if you were taking the job for Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas, it's a good program. It'd be a step up from where you were, and you just take it sight unseen. Can you imagine that? Explaining that one to your family, explaining that one to, you know, your staff that you're taking with you. That's another thing. Oh, hold on. Auburn, Alabama? You got Cody Burns is vouching for it. But other than that, man, you're shooting blind. That's crazy to me. But that is, when you think about it, that is an element of the coaching life that probably everybody has to deal with. Like, how much time do you think he spent in Tampa? Like, before he took the South Florida job? I don't know. Maybe he took that one sight unseen. Maybe it's a majority, maybe most of the coaches out there take jobs sight unseen, unless you're an alumni or, you know, like I said, you recruited or coached at that school at some point in time. There are a lot of those. There are a lot of those where guys are hired that have some sort of experience at, you know, said school, you know, back in the past, whether it was a coordinator, position coach, so on and so forth. But shooting blind, man, everything about this Alex Golish story, I just feel like is going to be one for the ages, because I just think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good at Auburn, and from the way that you kind of fell into him, or he fell to you, is a fun story in and of itself. You honestly missed on, let's just be honest, you missed on some guys, maybe bumbled some messaging after you missed your first guy or second guy, and then you kind of fell to Alex Golish, and he may be the guy that turns this whole thing around. That in and of itself, and then him not ever being to Auburn and just saying, I'm in, sight unseen. Funny story. Before Ben and I, Ben Taylor, if you listen to the Afternoon Delight, before Ben Taylor and I ever met officially, I was doing the Tuesday show. I was doing the Tuesday show for Zach on Locked On Auburn. I was just being, you know, like a guest appearance or whatever. And that's when I was like, man, this podcast and stuff, I dig it. I want to do a golf podcast. I was like, I want to do a golf podcast. And I talked to Zach about it. And he goes, I know a guy that may want to do a golf podcast with you. And he texts Ben and he's like, hey, Ben, Kyle, you know, the guy that's starting to come on my show on Tuesdays, he's talking about wanting to do a podcast. Would you be interested? And, and Ben responded, in sight unseen. So that's kind of like the same thing we're talking about here, on a much, much less grand scale, exponentially less grand scale. I don't know. I don't even know if you can really draw a parallel there. I just, that story reminded me of that and had to share. So, Golish, first time he was in Auburn, I assume, was when he landed for that press conference. I just think that's crazy. We just don't, that just doesn't happen very often. I feel like that's just a completely, coaches live a completely different life than like normal humans. It's crazy. It's time for Jack Arse of the Week, brought to you by Jack Arse Rentals. If you're in the East Alabama or West Georgia market, Columbus area, and you need some type of heavy equipment, but you just need it for a short period of time. You don't need it forever. You just need to rent it. Jack Arse Rentals is the place for you, whether it's any type of lift, any type of Mini-X, any type of skid steer, so on and so forth, any kind of machine, period, that you need to use. Jack Arse Rentals is the place for you. Bar and 10 at checkout for 10% off, or in person. You can say, hey, I listened to the Bar and dadgummit, give me that skid steer at 10% off, and they'll do it for you. Shout out to JJ for all the support as well. So Jack Arse Rentals, let's get into this. This is a international. This is worldwide. I may shit a lead with this. Who knows? It could have exploded. Auburn podcaster fires shots at Brazilian referee, soccer referee. Rafael Claus, you are the Jack Arse of the Week. If you live under a rock, this was the referee, and I believe it was Tuesday's match between Bosnia something, Bosnia hyphen something. Don't know, can't remember. How do you pronounce the second name? But he's the guy that pulled the red card out on our best player, and I admittedly do not watch soccer, admittedly do not know the roster very well, but I was told this guy's good. And I'll say this, if I'm not mistaken, he scored the first goal, right? I turned on the match. I was like, oh, crap, I forgot I wanted to watch this match. I turned it on and saw what I believe is my first live soccer goal from the USA ever that I've watched, witnessed. And it happened within 35 seconds of me turning it on. Everybody's like, man, I'm like, man, everybody says nobody scores. I just turn the TV on and then they score. And then they score again with one less guy out on the field, which is crazy. But Rafael is the Jack Arse of the Week. He gave a bogus red card to Folarin Balogun. And I didn't realize in soccer that means you're out for the rest of the game and the next game. And you have to finish the game with one less guy, which is wild to me. Imagine targeting. Imagine if you get called for targeting and you got to play defense with one less guy for the rest of the game. But it come to find out, this guy has been like investigated for match fixing for improper red cards. FIFA just doesn't care. They love the guy. We don't care. We're corrupt. Get out there and make it happen, Rafael. I think the biggest controversy is this right here, is because Messi had a foul or whatever earlier that looked eerily similar. And like, it was pretty clear that there was no bad, and there's no ill intent whatsoever. Just kind of going for the ball and like two. It's kind of like when a wide receiver and a DB are going for the ball and like one of them knocks the other one down. Like, you're going for the ball. But I mean, can someone tell me the difference here? I know you can't apparently attack from behind, but and that's fine. But is this ejection worthy? Is this ejection and potentially like World Cup ending worthy? I mean, he can't play against Belgium. So I think America's still favored in that match, but I mean, that could be a big deal. Rafael Claus. We're going worldwide, baby. Jack Ars of the Week is going worldwide. Let me know what y'all think. Is that a fair Jack Ars of the Week? I think it is. I don't think there is a better definition for Jack Ars than Rafael Claus. I love this picture, by the way. I tried to get the most goofy looking one. That's it. He loves himself. You can tell he loves himself. Look at that swoop in that hair. It's fantastic. Guys, thank you all for listening. Had a great week. Enjoyed the live Barncast last week. We're going to try to do those. Obviously, the Sunday one's going to hang in there. We're going to add the Thursday night one from 8 to 9, hopefully. We can get about an hour in every single week. I know it was kind of a surprise this week, so make sure you're there next week. We did a giveaway last night. We're going to do fun stuff every single week on Thursday nights. Christian and I, at minimum. Zach joined last night. We could have some other ones. It's going to other guys join, and it's a blast. Make sure you're there. And we will talk again very, very soon. It's another episode, another week of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.